Good morning and welcome to the 2,122nd broadcast of The White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our minister is the Reverend Bert Sumikawa. He and the members of our temple invite you to join us for temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you can find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Ono in memory of their son, Mr. Austin Ono. Our guest speaker is Mrs. Rose Nakamura, head of Project Dana and former Moilili Honganji Kyodan president. Good morning, Mrs. Nakamura.
Good morning. I have been asked to speak to you, the listeners of the White Way, sponsored by Moilili Honganji Mission. Thank you very much. As fellow Buddhists, we are familiar with the date of December 8th, historically known as Bodhi Day. As a child growing up in Hilo many years ago, I learned about Bodhi Day while being a preschool student at Hilo Honganji. Prince Siddhartha meditated under the Bodhi tree and became Gautama Buddha, the Enlightened One. He was confronted with the fundamental questions of human existence, that of selfish efforts, suffering, sorrow, old age, illness, and death. Throughout the years, I have heard ministers and Sunday school teachers tell us of Gautama Buddha's stories and the Buddhist chain of causation. I mention Bodhi Day since it occurred just 4 days ago. I wish to share an unforgettable opportunity on December 8th, 2000, 15 years ago, when I visited Bodhi Gaya in India, the place of Gautama's enlightenment as part of a Buddhist pilgrimage. This visit has had such lasting memories for me when each year December 8th comes by. We arrived in Bodhi Gaya on the eve of December 7th and were awe-inspired by the thousands of fellow Buddhists who were there for the same reason. I witnessed a breathtaking scene of thousands of brightly lit candles that seemed like a mile long, marking the remembrance of Buddha's enlightenment. The members of our pilgrimage participated by lighting candles as we enjoyed just being there with so many Buddhists from all over the world. I was truly inspired and felt the oneness of Buddha nature. Early the next morning of December 8th, we were again inspired by the beautiful sunrise at Bodhi Gaya, participated in a service for Bodhi Day, and sat under the Bodhi tree. It certainly was a very emotional experience for me. A Buddhist pilgrimage from Hawaii, led by Reverend Tatsuo Muneto, and from Senshin Buddhist Church in Los Angeles, led by Reverend Mas Kodama, a Buddhist pilgrimage from Hawaii, led by Reverend Tatsuo Muneto, and from Senshin Buddhist Church in Los Angeles, led by Reverend Mas Kodani, joined together in planning the pilgrimage to India. There were several members from Moilili Honganji, namely the late Shuichi Miyasaki, Walter Ebesu, and myself. I was fortunate to room with Harue Furumoto from Honoka Honganji, who went on her second pilgrimage to India. I learned a lot from her as she reflected on her first pilgrimage experience. We were honored to have the late Dr. Taitetsu Uno, an eminent Buddhist scholar, and his wife Alice, who joined us in India as part of the pilgrimage. Harue was impressed by the improved conditions made by the government of India and Buddhist organizations as we followed Buddha's footsteps. The group started by traveling to Lumbini Gardens in Nepal, where Siddhartha Buddha was born. Each year on April 8, we celebrate Buddha's birthday, known as Buddha Day or Hana Matsuri. The group held a service and chanted at Lumbini Garden. We also sang Softly Blew the Breezes. Tears welled up in my eyes as this is a gatha which I have been singing since I was in Sunday school, where the Lord was born. Other sites of the pilgrimage included Kapila Vastu, where Prince Siddhartha spent his youth, Sarnath, where Gautama Buddha gave his first sermon, Vaishali, where he met his young yoga teacher, Rajgir, where his yoga teacher became his disciple, Nalanda, where Buddhism was taught after Buddha's death. Nalanda University emerged in the 4th and 5th century when there were more than 10,000 scholars or students with 1,000 teachers, and Kushinagara, where there is an impressive life-size sleeping Buddha, all of gold, where Buddha died. A pilgrimage is an adventure in time and place. It is a recapitulation as well as a discovery, a journey both inward and outward. A journey to the sites associated with the Buddha was an occasion to consider his quest for knowledge and his personal enlightenment as the beginnings of Buddhism. My personal goal is to participate in a second pilgrimage to India and learn deeper Buddhist wisdom and compassion. White Way speaker Reverend Sandra Hiramatsu eloquently introduced Project Dana to you, the listeners of White Way, several Saturdays ago. Project Dana was given its name by the late Ruth Tabra, who was very devoted and respected as a Buddhist. Dana is one of six paramitas or perfections which we as Buddhists strive for in our everyday lives. As Reverend Hiramatsu reiterated, Dana is a Sanskrit word meaning selfless giving or generosity. It means to give our time and love to all. Gautama Buddha's teachings of many centuries ago has taught us to be compassionate and give with joy and happiness. Spiritually, Dana can be expressed by anyone through kind eyes, pleasant face, affectionate words, the body through good manners of respect, from the heart, sharing of the seating place, and in the home. Hawaii enjoys the highest life expectancy in the nation. The older adult population in the state is growing twice as fast as the national average. As it grows, so does the need for compassionate options to help older adults maintain the independence and dignity they so deserve. The founder of Project Dana is the late Shim Kanazawa, who passed away in April of last year. Shim's foresight and vision to further the causes of providing older adults independence with much dignity is very much appreciated. We are most grateful to Shim Kanazawa. We miss her deeply and know that she is with us supporting Project Dana. Project Dana's heroes are the volunteers who give of themselves selflessly. One of the volunteers was the late Rusty Nakagawa, who served as a volunteer leader of Project Dana at Waihewa Honganji Mission for 23 years. We were deeply saddened by Rusty's passing away in September of this year. Rusty is shared with you as a person who personified the importance of living life fully with meaning based on Buddhist and cultural values. Rusty's devotion to caring for others from his heart was an important value he demonstrated. A gentleman who was helped by Rusty for about 5 years expressed his appreciation with a note sent to Project Donna. The note said, and I quote, "This is the only way I can say thank you to Project Donna and people like you, and most of all, for me to meet someone like Rusty. He has taught me the will to go on, for without people like him and Project Donna, there would be nothing. Thank you for everything," unquote. Each year in August, the patients of Waihewa General Hospital's skilled nursing facility are invited to Waihewa Honganji's bone dance. An average of 20 patients happily attend their outing in wheelchairs. Wow, a sight to see. Rusty's warm welcome was the giving of a stuffed animal to each patient. He continued the Donna spirit of compassion and care at this year's bone dance in August while he was in his own wheelchair due to his ailing health. In April 2010, Rusty was honored as one of Oahu's Outstanding Volunteer of the Year at the Mayor's Senior Recognition Program. He was nominated by the Waihewa Rainbow Seniors and was specially cited for volunteering as a way of life through Project Donna and Waihewa Rainbow Seniors in helping the frail elderly and disabled persons in the community. Rusty's inspiring words at one of Waihewa Honganji's Project Donna appreciation service were, and I quote Rusty, "Project Donna gives us the opportunity to practice Donna in our lives, more as a way to sample the pleasure of true offering with compassionate care and also to encounter our own limitations. Because of Project Donna is a fellowship of people, we can come to understand others and the interdependent nature of life. We don't have to be perfect, but it is in the striving together that we will grow personally and spiritually. Rusty has taught us his Buddhist beliefs through his practice of Donna." In closing, the Buddhist pilgrimage to India, Project Donna, and Rusty Nakagawa's spirit of Donna has provided me with a deeper meaning and appreciation of Buddhism. Thank you very much. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Nakamura. Here are some announcements. Please join us tomorrow, Sunday, December 13th, for Marilee Honganji's Bodhi Day service. Our service will start at 9 a.m., and our guest speaker will be Reverend Ren Tsuru of Shigonshu. Next week, Sunday, December 20th, we will have our regular Sunday service with our minister, Reverend Bert Sumikawa. Our service will begin at 9 a.m. We come to the close of our program this morning. We would like to thank our sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Ono, and our guest speaker, Mrs. Rose Nakamura. This is your announcer, Sharon Oyonten, thanking you for listening and inviting you to join us again next week for The White Way. Namo Amida Butsu.